This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Bilateral talks are underway between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The two leaders are expected to discuss a range of issues of mutual interest, the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the situation in West Asia, trade relations and energy cooperation are expected to come up for discussions between the two leaders. President Putin arrived in the national capital in the early hours today to attend the BRICS summit, which begins tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian this evening. The meeting assumes significance in view of the prevailing situation in West Asia. Regional developments are expected to be among the key issues discussed by the two leaders. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled to meet the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres during his engagements in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the BRICS conference will witness positive and meaningful discussions on various issues with the welfare of the world as the guiding objective. Our correspondent reports the two-day summit, which will be held at Bharat Mandapam, will bring together 11 major emerging and developing economies, including Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, India, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and the UAE.
The theme of India Chairship 2026 is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. World leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, President of South Africa Cyril Ramaphosa, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, among others, will participate in the summit. Prime Minister of Ethiopia Abiy Ahmed Ali will also participate. Brazil will be represented by Foreign Affairs Minister Mauro Vieira. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, will also participate in the summit. The summit will get underway tomorrow with a closed session for BRICS member countries on inclusive global governance and strengthening multilateralism. With Suparna Saikia, this is Ankit Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
BRICS member countries have expressed serious concern over the unilateral imposition of trade and finance-related measures, including tariffs and non-tariff barriers. They said that such actions distort trade and are inconsistent with the World Trade Organization rules. They reaffirmed support for an open, transparent, and rules-based multilateral trading system with the WTO at its core. The member countries of the grouping stated this in a joint statement issued following the conclusion of the final meeting of BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors in Mumbai yesterday under India's 2026 BRICS chairship. Highlighting the challenges confronting the global economy, the ministers and central bank governors said risks remain elevated amid geopolitical tensions, trade fragmentation, protectionism, policy uncertainty, fiscal and inflationary pressures, rising debt and financial vulnerabilities. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today welcomed his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira in New Delhi ahead of the BRICS Summit 2026. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said the two leaders discussed bilateral relations, including ways to enhance cooperation in trade and investment, defense, energy, agriculture and space. The two ministers also exchanged views on the current geopolitical situation. Dr. Jayashankar also met his Uruguayan counterpart Mario Lubetkin. India has reiterated its unwavering resolve to combat terrorism on the 25th anniversary of the horrific 9/11 attacks in the US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that while the threat of terrorism continues to evolve, India's resolve and opposition to terrorism in all its forms and manifestations remain unwavering. On the 25th anniversary of the horrific attacks, Mr. Modi said in a social media post today that terrorism has claimed countless lives around the world. In Junior Asia Cup hockey, the first semi-final match is underway between Indian men's team and Malaysia at Mochi in China. Five-time champions India entered the last four in dominant fashion, defeating Chinese Taipei 50-0 in their final Pool A match. Malaysia booked their place in the semi-finals after edging past China 1-0 in Pool B. In the other last four, South Korea will face Pakistan this evening. Indian junior women's team will face South Korea in the semi-final tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.